Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Get your sunscreen out today. It's going to be a hot one on the south side. A little cooler on the windward. Partly cloudy, slight chance of showers, but a high of 89 degrees. At least the trades are blowing 10 to 20 miles per hour. And if you'd like to play a round of golf, an 844, Makalea 950, Poipu Bay, 11 o'clock, and we're going to give away two rounds of golf to Poipu Bay today. All right, there's at Kauai Lagoons at 1024, and Bayview Golf Course has an 832, 920, 1110, and 12 o'clock. I call for reservations. Bayview Golf Course, the best value in golf. Great show. Mark Rolfing, analyst and commentator. Matt Janella, travel insider. Jason Voisel, executive chef at Naples with Diana DeLucia. That is Naples National Golf Course. And Mel Soule, director of instruction and owner of Mel Soule Golf School, will be with us after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And now let's bring in Matt Rolfing. That is Mark Rolfing, analyst, commentator, Golf Channel, NBC Sports. And we've got the first competitive rounds of golf, or round of golf, coming up. And this is tomorrow, and it's from Seminole. And welcome into the clubhouse, Mark Rolfing.
Good morning, Danielle. I woke up at about 4:30 this morning. I'm 24 hours away from watching golf again, and I still can't sleep. I'm so excited. I think it's going to be fabulous. We've waited a long time, and it's going to be a great day tomorrow watching all this.
Yeah, and Seminole, I mean, I was just looking at what a history that course has. What a golf course. It's amazing. Donald Ross design, such a first time we're going to be able to see it on television. The competition that goes on at Seminole is actually legendary. I don't even know what a Calcutta is, but apparently they used to play there for a whole lot of money.
Yeah, they played for more money there than the PGA Tour events were playing for at the time. Their total purses. It is an iconic place. It's really one of my favorite places in golf, Danielle. It's right there in Jupiter, Florida, very, very close to Palm Beach. And it was built in 1929, right on the ocean. And at the time, there was only one road, so it was pretty much all farmland and, sort of jungle-type area. And now it's totally developed all around it, you know. It's a very metropolitan area, but yet here sits Seminole right in the middle of it. It's changed very little. Bill Coore and Ben Crenshaw, who of course did the plantation course last year, renovated Seminole right prior to doing the plantation. So that was 2 or 3 years ago they did Seminole. But the great thing about it is it really is very much the same golf course it was in 1929, Danielle. It's not that much longer. It's only about a 7,000-yard course. The greens are lightning fast. They are this Bermuda grass that just putts like you're on a tabletop. It'll be like putting on a pool table. And I expect to see one guy, Ricky Fowler in particular, make just about everything out there.
That's amazing. It's a sandy golf course. I mean, it's built on the dunes, it looks like.
Yeah, it really is. It was a very natural site that didn't get changed much. There's some water features in there now, but it's totally sand-based. And, again, it's not very long. I would think that McIlroy and Johnson are going to have a big advantage because they're much better drivers of the ball than Wolf and Fowler, and they're long drivers. So they're going to have a big advantage there. But the thing you have to remember about this match tomorrow is they're playing skins. And I've probably covered 25 different skins games over the life of my career, both on the PGA Tour and regular tour and ladies tour for that matter. And the best players and the guys that play the best don't necessarily always win. In skins, it's a timing sort of thing. So I think the match is totally up for grabs.
Okay, the format was released just a few days ago. Each player plays his own ball. Each team counts the lower score between the two players on each hole. McIlroy and Johnson play for the American Nurses Foundation. Fowler and Wolf are playing for the CDC Foundation. Both teams start with $500,000 in the bank. Holes 1 through 6 worth $50,000. 1 through 17, $100,000. 17 is $200,000, 18 is $500,000, and ties carry over. So some people speculate that while the guys who are expected to win, McIlroy and Johnson, we were talking, a lot of people have been talking, that Ricky and Matt really have kind of an advantage in a way with Wolf having played so much. But when it comes to the ties carrying over, some people say that's where really the Johnson-McIlroy team has a better chance of stealing. What's the dynamic there?
Well, you know, I think McIlroy and Johnson will have an advantage on the par fives, for example, because of their length. The par fives are very short. But just look at the skins and the money there, Danielle. The 18th hole is a short par 4. I don't think there's an advantage to any player there. The 18th hole is worth $500,000. The first six holes in total is only worth $300,000. So you've got one hole, 18, even if there weren't any carryovers, is worth $200,000 more than the first six. So your timing, you got to play well at the end of the round. I am hearing that Ricky Fowler is playing great. He's played a lot of golf compared to Dustin Johnson, who told us yesterday that his first round since the Players was last Sunday. He didn't play at all. No surprise there. And Matt Wolf, I don't know. He's fresh out of college. There's one factor that nobody's talking about much that I think is going to be an interesting factor here, Danielle. And maybe I'm stretching a little bit, but you know me. I always love a good story. They're carrying their own bat.
There are
no caddies.
Yes.
Which is going to be great. I don't know. Just think of Dustin Johnson carrying a golf bag. When do you think he has ever done that or when he last did it? It's been a long time.
High school.
That's going to take some getting used to. Whereas Matthew Wolf, 1 year ago, was playing college golf and he was carrying his bag. And Ricky Fowler carries his bag sometimes when he practices. So I think Fowler and Wolf are going to be way more comfortable carrying their bags. And it's not like it's going to be a huge deal. It's not going to wear them out. These are going to be tiny carry bags. But you still have to figure out, where do you leave your bag? You know, what side of the green? What do you do with it? How do you clean your clubs? How do you do all this stuff? I give that a little bit of an advantage to Wolf and Fowler there carrying their own clubs.
That's not what I thought when you told me you thought they had the advantage.
I know.
It's not a 50-pound tour bag then. This is that they'll be carrying.
No, it'll be a walking stick bag of some kind.
Okay.
I'll bet you there's a logo on some of them. That'd be my guess.
You bet. Yes, I would bet that too. I still don't understand why some people think that if there's a carryover, that the team of McIlroy and Johnson have a better chance of stealing it away from the other guys or getting it. Unless you look over at, you know, Ricky Fowler hasn't won at Seminole. Was it Fowler who hasn't won? He almost did, but he put it in the water. And I thought that's interesting because that's something that Ricky does. Just as he's about to close, something goes wrong. And I thought it was just in like PGA Tour competitions when everything is very intense. But if it's happening at Seminole, although they do play for a lot of money still, even though Calcuttas aren't allowed, but they take it very, very seriously, this pro event that they have, where the pro member events.
Yeah, it's a, that is an iconic event. They have it in March down there every year. Jack Nicklaus plays in it. Arnold Palmer played right to the end of his career in it. It's a wonderful event. You know, Ricky, it's interesting, Danielle. Early in his career, he had a propensity to make some high numbers. His bugaboo was he'd always have a double or a triple somewhere ahead of him. Yeah. And he threw away a lot of tournaments doing that. He then kind of got out of that. He said, you know what, I'm going to be a little more conservatively. I'm not going to take chances. And he didn't do it for a while. But lately, the last couple of years, he's kind of fallen back into that pattern where he is making some big numbers. You have to drive the ball well at Seminole. It is a sandy, dooney area, and if you get out of play, you're going to be in trouble. And I would say of the four players, Ricky probably is the least proficient at driving. McIlroy is the best driver in the world. That's why I think McIlroy and Johnson have an advantage. I think the reason people are saying that they will have advantage if there's carryovers is they want to have carryovers to get to the par fives. They will have a huge advantage with their length when it comes to the par five.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Now I understand. Thank you very much. So I am so thrilled. I mean, this makes me more excited, actually, than the match that's coming up later this month. It just seems to be that the fact that these are four PGA Tour players competing in a skins, you know, just four ball skins. Yay. It's very, very exciting. And Driving Relief Charity Relief Fund online is available too. So you can make donations and you can text. It's under the give options powered by GoFundMe. American Nurses Foundation and the CDC Foundation are the beneficiaries of all the money raised. When they start with $500,000, so they're just adding to it. They're not going to lose any of that, right? It's just a
They don't lose any of that.
That's
money.
Just a
they're
bank
just adding to it, okay. And it's a great cause. And you know, I'm kind of with you. Next week's match with Tiger and Phil and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, it's going to be interesting. There'll be a lot more trash talking next week than there will be this week. I can tell you this. I expect some pretty serious golf out there tomorrow. I think they are going to take this match very seriously. And if you look at it, Matthew Wolf has a lot to gain here. This could be the breakthrough moment of his career, even though he has won on the PGA Tour already at a very young age. He will never have been under a spotlight like he's going to be under tomorrow. The ratings are going to be huge. A lot of people are going to be watching. And Matthew Wolf has a chance to really break out tomorrow if he plays well.
Yeah, everybody who's wants sports on television is going to be watching. It doesn't matter what kind of a fan you are. No noodles in the cup, I hear, too, at Seminole.
No, they're going to play pretty much real golf. There's some big questions going forward for all of us in golf now that we're starting to play again, Danielle, mm-hmm. is to these rules that we're using now for safety and social distancing and all that. You know, how long are they going to stick with us? People are playing faster. They're shooting lower scores. They may just say, you know what, why do we have such a complicated set of rules? You might see some permanent changes. that come out of this.
Yes, I'm sure the USGA and RNA are watching. Speaking of things that are happening, you know, with the way we're playing, it's not just us. It's, of course, the PGA Tour. They came out with their 36-page report on how the PGA Tour is going to conduct the tournaments, including testing, and more testing. What was your first thoughts on all of this that came out?
I think it's a good report. I think they've done a really good job. I still believe it's highly optimistic. I think there are some complications that, hopefully they've got them worked out. I had to chuckle when I first saw it. They said that they're not going to announce if someone tests positive.
Yeah.
They're not going to release the player's name. They never do that with fines or anything else. But come on, if a tournament's being played, and all of a sudden, the guy who is in the tournament is not playing in the tournament anymore after taking a test, I would think people would know that he tested positive.
Yeah, exactly.
To me, the biggest question, Danielle, is what happens if you have a couple of players test positive? What they've said is if one player tests positive, He will be removed from the tournament. He's going to have to self-quarantine in that area for 14 days. But what happens if two or three players test positive? Does the tournament get canceled? You know, how much of a cluster do you have to have there in order to have a huge impact on the tournament? That's still to be worked out.
Yeah, that's
the bigger
tricky
problem I have is how this all affects the world of golf. We heard Tommy Fleetwood say this morning he is not going to be coming to America for any great period of time. And the reason that these foreign players can't come is that they have a 14-day quarantine. There's almost 25 of them that would be coming from other places that would have to self-quarantine for 14 days before they played at Colonial. And I think that's a tremendous disadvantage. And we have all these world ranking points and all this, you know, let's keep the playing field level consideration. There are players that are going to be a huge disadvantage here, and I'm not sure that's right.
Yeah, I thought the PGA Tour was asking for help from the U.S. government to get the players from Europe over.
Yeah, they were, but then, you know, if you think about it, they leave their family in Europe, let's say, and then something happens and they get here and they test positive and then they can't leave and go back for months.
Yeah.
I think there's some skepticism there. The other thing is the PGA Tour is the only tour that is starting now. You know, the European Tour is not going to start till July, the LPGA at the end of July. And how are these whole world rankings going to be divvied up? When you've only got one tour in America playing, that means that the Europeans and Asians and other players can't get world ranking points. That's not fair because those are the criteria that gets you in the major championships now. It could affect who gets in the Masters and the U.S. Open and a lot of tournaments.
Yeah, and the FedEx Cup Championship. It's, you know, I've always wondered how they can possibly do the FedEx Cup when nobody's playing and the points are skewed somehow based on all of these questions. But I just really wanted to commend the PGA Tour because the testing is you get tested before you leave wherever you're living. Then you get tested when you arrive. And that's at the tournament site. Then you get tested when you get to the hotel. Not only tested, you know, but also, of course, thermal scanned. You hand out a questionnaire. Of the 1,100 on site, 400 probably about will be tested. The other 700, mainly volunteers, will get the temperature checks and the questionnaires. They're really doing this in a very, very thorough way. And I think communities should take a look at what the PGA Tour is doing to keep their players safe and keep the community safe from the incoming people, everybody coming onto property and playing in the tournaments or covering the tournaments.
Every day, Danielle, out here, you and I read, as does everybody else, about what Hawaii is going to do to protect our fragile islands and environment from this pandemic, and how are we going to deal with tourists once tourists start coming back? And I think our officials would do well to take a look at the PGA Tour, see what they have laid out, and watch how they do this here in the next 3 weeks, because it's going to be a great model for a system that has to be totally protected. But at the same time, they can't possibly test all 1,100 people every day. We know that. It's just not feasible. So I think the PGA Tour has done a great job. Jay Monahan leads them, you know, very well, as he always does. And I'm glad golf is ahead of this curve. I think it's going to be great for the game that it's starting first.
Yeah, and another thing they're doing is if you do test positive on the tour and you have to be in quarantine, you're going to, let's say you made the cut, you're going to get the last place earnings, so you're not going to lose out completely. And the tour's going to pay for, at least it sounds like that, all the expenses of being in isolation and provide a stipend to that individual, caddy or player. And the PGA Tour has not been known to be all that nice to caddies. I mean, caddies have often complained about that. So at least in this circumstance, they're being treated just like the players.
Yay. Think about this, Danielle, how good the timing of the PGA Tour was. They announced a new 10-year television deal on Tuesday of the players. That's 2 days before golf was suspended due to COVID-19. 2 days before it, they signed a $7 billion 10-year deal from the television networks. If that deal had been in the negotiation and not signed 2 days later, who knows where they would be right now. But those networks are now locked in. The other sports, I know NBC and Golf Channel, are set for golf, but I think the hockey situation is very much up in the air, as is ultimately the NBA. So golf got very, very fortunate in their timing, and so now they're pretty set financially, and I know they will take care of everybody involved in the game.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Also, we've got, in addition to the match next week, have you seen the Slam, the Tiger Slam yet? The movie?
Well, yeah. I'm still not exactly sure how it's going to work. If I look at Tiger and Phil, just the two of them, if they were the only two players playing, I would have to think Tiger would have a big advantage there, given their recent form.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I'm pretty sure that Tiger's partner Peyton is more sort of suited to this than Tom Brady is. Peyton's played a lot of golf like this. Brady does too. He plays in the AT&T and some of that, but I think in the end, Peyton Manning may end up being a better partner for Tiger.
Yeah. I'm also looking forward to the movie that we've heard so much about. The story of Tiger Woods winning all four major championships in the 10-month stretch premieres May 24th.
Oh, yeah. No, I have not seen that one yet.
Yeah. That's 8 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Hawaii. And if you're working DVR, it features interviews with the most amazing people close to Woods. The quality of the film looks incredible. And the guy who's narrating it's got this real great voice. I mean, it's gravelly and it's kind of, I don't know. It just keeps your attention. So it looks like it's a really well done movie. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Of course, I'm looking forward to seeing anything new at this point.
Yeah, just let's see some golf. Come on, tee it up. Let's go.
Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator, Golf Channel and NBC Sports. When's your next assignment?
Well, we're not sure yet. CBS has the first four tournaments, starting with the Charles Schwab Challenge at Fort Worth, so that's good. We get to watch and see how they do it,
yeah,
how they move announcers around, where people are stationed and all that. So it's likely that I will not do live golf until July. Now, I may end up in the studio in Orlando before that. We're just going to have to see. But I think realistically for me, it's going to be July. And then once August comes around and we get into the major championship run starting at the PGA, I'll be working pretty much every week the entire fall.
I'm glad you brought that up. What is the talk about moving the PGA championship?
I don't know, Danielle. I keep hearing it, but it's so late. I don't know where you could go. I suppose you could go to Florida and the TPC, the Players Club there. But Florida in August wouldn't be the greatest place. I am hearing that they are pretty settled now on playing in August in San Francisco.
Okay.
They very much don't want to play without spectators, but I think that's what they're likely going to end up having to do, is play with no spectators at Harding Park, which to me, I wish they could have some, but it's likely they may not.
Yeah, okay. But I just was saying, move now? I mean, it takes two years.
Late. Too late to move, I think.
Yeah. All right, Mark Rolfing, golf analyst, golf commentator, Golf Channel, and NBC Sports. Thanks for being on the show.
All right, take care, Daniel.
You too. Aloha. We're going to come back. We got Matt Janella. He's got a brand new podcast, and it is so cool. I love that opening. We'll be talking with Matty G right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power. power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range, located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
And remember, you need to make reservations when you're going to go play at Bayview. There is an 8:32, a 9:20, 11:10, 12 o'clock. They've aerated the greens. They're working, of course, to restore the course to that exclusive Bermuda grass as it opened with Bermuda. They're going to get it back to Bermuda. They've seeded the driving range. The driving range has top tracer. The screens are cleaned every couple hours. Tee times are farther apart, so only one group is checking into the pro shop. What's important is to have your tee time. Walk-ins, it's very difficult to keep everybody socially distanced, and cleaning wipes are there for wipe downs of all the, you know, touch points in your cart, wherever. So come back to Bayview in even better condition, and all the safety measures are in place as we stay in this together.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Matt Chinnella, travel insider covering courses, resorts, and destinations. Born at Sports Illustrated, raised at Golf Digest, and a fun run at Golf Channel. His podcast is The Fire Pit with Matt Chinnella. Welcome into the clubhouse, Matty G.
Oh, great to be here, Danielle, as always. Nice to talk to you.
The intro to your podcast is, God, there's something really put another log on the fire. Nobody here getting tired. Welcome, you know, to the fire pit with Matt Chinnella. It made me feel like I was, you know, at a very personal sort of gathering of people. After playing a round of golf and sitting around, we've just had like a picnic and the fire's burning and people are talking and they, it set the stage for your podcast, which features some incredible people, Mark Wiebe and John Ashworth, the Child's Play, how Alan Shipnock chased down Pebble Beach, Sports Illustrated, Ken Griffey Jr., just a whole bunch. Walter Yost Jr., the reflections on Michael Jordan, Tiger, and more made me go look up all the photographs he's taken. Amazing photographer. Anybody who sees them goes, oh, wow, that's him? Yeah, it's really good. And you've got Corin Crenshaw in coming up?
Yeah, that's it. That's the plan. I know. We sort of birthed this podcast out of the circumstances of quarantine, after sort of 2 full weeks of doing, housework and yard work, it was like, I need to do something other than that. And so we, got together with the guys I'm partnering with on a new production company, Alex Upegi and Rex Lynch. And we said, if we were going to do a podcast, what would it be? How are we going to make it different? What would it be called? What's the logo? What are the stories we're chasing, and how do we get there? And it's evolved even just in the course of the first 5 episodes. But I think we found our stride, and we're telling really good stories that you'd like to hear around a fire pit. But it's kind of the best of the best. Those were the best stories happened anyway, and then we're going to take the best of those types of stories. So Ken Griffey on hitting back-to-back home runs with his dad, he was – We got Tom Verducci to as a cameo in that. We're trying to get other people's voices in to help tell these stories. So it really becomes kind of like this little chunk of history that if you want to know more about that, well, here you go. Working on Corin Crenshaw now, and part one of a two-part series of this of Bill and Ben is going to be on how they met. So what was the circumstances that allowed Bill Coore to partner with Ben Crenshaw, who at the time was a one-time Masters champion, but who was looking for a partner to get into architecture with, and Bill Coore was being told by his potential clients, you need a name. You can't just do that. You know, this is about selling, is how some of the people would put it to him. And so they'd say, one guy said, "Who, if you were to partner with somebody, who would it be, Bill?" And he said, "Well, God, I don't know. I just don't see myself doing something like that. But if I were to do something like that, I mean, I don't even know him, but I like, you know, the way he talks about architecture. It would be Ben Crenshaw." And this guy, this Texas billionaire, says, "Ben Crenshaw? I've known Ben Crenshaw since he was a little kid. And I know you. You're both hopelessly romantic. The two of you together would be a disaster."
That's perfect. But it's, and, their name is perfect. Proceed, I mean, Coore and Crenshaw, yeah, right? I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, so they proceed to, Bill keeps bumping along, and you'll find out that a lot of people are involved in and different circumstances are happening. But, Jack Nicklaus, Pete Dye, Rod Whitman, a golf course in Texas called Rockport Country Club. All of those things are tied to the circumstance in which Bill meets Ben, and they walk Bill's original design, and that's what sets it off. Ben comes back and says, "I found my guy," and he has to pursue Bill Coore for months at a time before Bill finally agrees to partner with Ben Crenshaw.
It's something. That is something. It's yeah. It's those kind of yeah. stories, the yeah. history. I want you to work in their favorite jokes.
Well, we do ask everybody at the end of the podcast, what is your favorite fire pit and why? Because we get kind of reflections on where they most, if you're going to put yourself in a fire pit, where is it and why? So we do that at the end of every podcast.
That's
but
cool.
Obviously, Bill and Ben built Kapalua Plantation. One of my favorite courses, not just in Hawaii, but in the U.S. It's a gas, and they just recently redid it, as you all know. So it's kind of a cool timing for all this.
Yeah, we're talking with Matt Ginello, Travel Insider, and in the 25 years of covering golf, the development of the game, courses, camaraderie, it was time for Matt to share some of the best stories he's heard around the fire pits all over the world, from the PGA Tour players, caddies, architects, avid amateurs, and buddies trip planners. Now, you were talking about how the people you're doing this with are the same people that you went around the world with producing your Matt Ginello's journeys.
That's correct. Yeah, Alex and Rex, and we've been working with these guys for 7 years, and that we the three of us, what we have in common is we just love telling stories. So, right now we're doing it through the podcast. We hope to also get back to sort of telling a lot of the buddies trip stuff at some point, and then also just travel in general, news and features on what we stumble upon out there in the world of golf. So as we all know, it's an endless supply of amazing stories, and hope to get back out there and keep telling them in a lot of different ways and a lot of different platforms.
What is your takeaway from all of us being we went from 80, 90 miles an hour in our lives to zero? Boom, everybody just stopped. And, in a way, it was like, were we going too fast? Just settle down, take a breath, look around, get to know your family again. But what was your takeaway?
Oh, gosh, we're still taking away, right? It's heavy. The whole thing is heavy.
Uh-huh.
I haven't traveled or played golf in, over 2 months. And that was my life.
That was your life.
So that was my life. And everybody's had a different you know, whatever treadmill you were on, that was what you were doing, and now you're off of it. Or in some cases, you're on it and you're going twice as fast. And thankful for obviously all of the healthcare workers and all the doctors and nurses and first responders and everybody that's played a role in sort of trying to manage and mitigate some of what's going on. So certainly grateful for that. I did 247 days on the road last year. So I've got a 3-year-old little boy. So I've really, you know, I've this hunkering down and sort of slowing down and spending more quality time with my family. It's been a neat time from that aspect to sort of, you know, circle the wagons on what matters and, you know, get some perspective on big picture stuff moving forward. What does matter, you know, as we emerge from this. So everything is just, you know, friendships that you had that were sweet got a little sweeter, and, you know, relationships you had that you care about, like your parents and your children, you know, they become more important. Everything's a little bit amplified as everything slows down. It's heavy, like I said.
It is. And it's good for us in a lot of ways, and it's very trying for us in a lot of ways. Financially speaking, for a third of the population in Hawaii, it's been devastating. We have to look for the positives in everything so that we can at least grab on to something. Did you say Bandon is 3 years old?
Yeah, baby Bandon, just May 12th, turned 3 years old, which is, you know, what a blink. I mean, no truer words have been spoken when people say days are long and years are fast when it comes to parenting, because that's exactly the scenario.
The PGA Tour. All right. Starting up, restarting Colonial. It'll be interesting. June 11th. It seems like it'll be easier to start this first event in Texas. Do you get that feeling, too?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, what a dumpster fire all of this is in terms of, you know, state to state, you know, county to county, city to city, whatever the case, you know. I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't have that sense that Texas it will be easier than anywhere else, but that could be true. I saw the specifications of what's going to be, you know, sort of the mandates the tour is putting on the play. It seems like their most important thing is to try to make sure that their players and caddies and, you know, feel safe. I mean, at the end of the day, those are the stars of the show, you know. So whatever they need to do to make those guys feel comfortable, or the men, women, and whoever, you know, whoever is competing in anything, at some point they've got to feel like, you know, that it's safe. That's an internal call. That's between the tour leadership and the players who play on that tour. And if they can come to terms on what that looks like, I think we're all going to watch, no matter what it is or how it is. We're tuning in, whether it's, you know, fans. And at this point, we're just, as I think Mark said at the end of his interview, let's just see some golf.
Yeah, absolutely.
Swing a club.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I really, as I said to Mark, the PGA Tour has to be commended for putting so much into testing. You know, testing before you leave for the tournament, testing when you get to the tournament.
What a concept. If only our country would focus on something like that. You know,
yes.
I mean, it's absolutely absurd to me that we are, you know, midway through June and the United States of America, you know, hasn't figured, you know, we're shelling out, you know, gajillions of dollars in so many ways, shapes, or forms. You know, at the end of the day, we need testing. It seems to me, I'm not an expert, but it sure seems to me that would be good information. Good quality testing to the masses makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some people say, well, you know, just because you test negative one day doesn't mean you'll be negative the next day. It's like, wait a second. At least we can, you know, okay, this person's negative. Let's move and let's do this fast. Let's do this quick so that we can get through. And where there's only in Hawaii, there's only a million of us. So okay, 1,500,000. That's still, compared to some places, a very doable number. Anyway, I just think it's really good what they're doing. But speaking of seeing, are you looking forward to tomorrow's Seminole? The match. I'm looking forward to the match.
The match at Seminole, whatever they're calling it. But of course. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, you know, right now, if you said you were going to go live and play Kahuku, I would be tuning in right now. I'd watch Danielle play Kahuku right now. No problemo.
Maybe I need to go do that.
I wouldn't be alone. That's
fun. And we could, because, you know, as long as we practice social distancing, and it's really important for all the golfers who are going out to play that you play by the rules, because the PGA of America came out with three very intense pages of what the golf courses have to do to make sure they can stay open. And we have to do what we need to do to make sure we follow the rules so they don't take golf away from us. Get out on the golf course. It's wonderful.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I live here in Winter Park, Florida, Winter Park 9, this 9-hole little beautiful municipal running right through the middle of town. It's flat, it's walkable. It's just everything that's great about, you know, forget social distancing, right? It's everything great about golf. And then, you know, it's also just sort of so perfectly, you know, accommodating to sort of what we need to do, get around in an hour and a half, get good exercise, get some sun on the back of our neck, play golf, right? Amazing, right through town. And they've limited golf to twosomes at Winter Park 9. So there's twosomes at Winter Park 9, but two blocks away in the middle of town on what's called Park Avenue in what's called Central Park, It looks like an Alabama football tailgate park. I mean, it looks like a food festival. And it's like, that's two blocks away. So you got twosomes at the golf course, and you've got a tailgate party two blocks away. Both are not good. You know, you don't want the tailgate party, and you don't want twosomes. You want somewhere in between. You want sensibility. Where is sensibility?
That would be the problem. A lot of people just, I know, it's hard. It's hard, and that's the bottom line. So when I was talking about Texas, I guess, you know, with Scottsdale in Arizona, they seem to be playing golf and tournaments all the time. They just finished the Scottsdale Open. Zach Smith, a 24-year-old, won with a 62 his last score. And there are a lot of professionals playing in these little tournaments that they're having in Arizona. I just want to mention that Hawaii's Nick Mason finished tied for 23, 68, 67, 69. Yay, Nick. All right. So I don't know how Arizona's doing it. They've got more golf there than anywhere, and a lot of people are going to, maybe they should have started the PGA Tour in Arizona, just created an event and set it off there. Yes.
Yeah.
Matt Janella, thank you so much.
Danielle, always a pleasure. Aloha to everybody in Hawaii, and hope to, trust me when I say this, I hope to see you soon.
Yeah,
because that would mean I'd be getting on a plane and going to Hawaii, which would be a very cool thing.
Well, I was trying to figure out how you are figuring out a quote-unquote schedule, you know, of what to do when you try to figure out where am I going to go for whatever endeavor I'm going to do. So I want you to check out.
I'm getting on a plane. I'm getting on a plane in 2 weeks. I'm going to the opening of the Sheep Ranch at Bandon Dunes in Oregon. To be totally honest with you, I think I've had the virus. I believe I had it. You know, I traveled in January. I traveled in February. I was at Bay Hill. I was in the, you know, I was in the grandstands eating from buffets. I had, during this whole time, I got sick for 8 days. I didn't have a fever, so I couldn't get tested because I wasn't having a fever. So I still to this day haven't been able to get tested. But I believe in my heart of hearts, I've had it, and I'm going to start moving around again, because, you know, I'll wear a mask, and hopefully everybody does too, and I'll wash my hands, but I got to get going.
You got to get going. And this is, you know, what is the opening again? I was just stunned right then when you said you're flying.
June 1st at Bandon Dunes is they're opening the Sheep Ranch, the fifth big course, and it's a Cork Crenshaw design.
Yes. Everybody's been looking forward to this one. Awesome. Well, happy. Maybe we can do something in June together when you are at Sheep Ranch. That would be awesome.
I'll call you from the fire pit.
That would be, yes, I would love it. Matt Janella, travel insider, of course, born at Sports Illustrated, raised at Golf Digest, and a fun run at Golf Channel. He's got his podcast now. It's The Fire Pit with Matt Janella. Really need you to go check this out because the intro is amazing. Put another log on the fire. Nobody here is getting tired. Welcome to The Fire Pit with Matt Janella. With Matt having forged so many great relationships with so many amazing people around the world, he's got a lot of stories to tell, and they're more than willing to come and talk with Matt Janella about their endeavors in life and some of the great stories that they have to tell. Thanks, Matt.
Always a pleasure. Take care, Danielle.
Bye. Aloha. We're going to come back. We've got another wonderful story to tell about its golf kitchen creating this initiative to get the best chefs, the executive chefs from some of the most amazing private country clubs, creating recipes, and they're all inspired by the Chef's Garden produce. And the one that I saw, well, they've both been fantastic. And I'm a vegetarian, so it's plant-based, and I love it. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range, located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Okay, we've got tee times for you. Makalei has a 9:50. Poipu Bay has an 11 o'clock. Keahuna, 10:48. Kauai Lagoons at 10:24. Royal Hawaiian, a 9:08. At Wailea, there's a 12:42 on the blue course, a 1:36 on the emerald. Maui Nui has an 11:10. Again, Bayview, you've got to call for reservations, 8:32, 9:20, 11:10, and 12 o'clock. Call them. Social distancing, everything's in place at Bayview to make your experience there perfect. It is looking so good with the aerated greens. Also, Poipu Bay on Kauai is open now. They've got an 11 o'clock, and we want to give away two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay for two rounds for, of course, two people at Poipu Bay. You just have to be the ninth caller. The number is 808-545-1111. Just call that number, 545-1111. If you're the ninth caller, you win two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. We're back after this.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Here on Oahu and most of our islands, many of the farmers, of course, dealing with no hotels are probably our most important industry, the visitor industry. No restaurants, although they're opening with modifications on June 5th. All of our produce people are trying to keep up with what they've got. It's growing. And where do they? So if you want to get fresh, OahuFresh.com, you can order for pickup, local fruits and veggies. Farm to car, Hawaii Farm Bureaus put that together. And you can find HFBT.org, HFBT.org is where you go. And there's Farm Link Hawaii, FarmLinkHawaii.com. If you want local beef and pork and produce, Kualoa Ranch, give them a call because they have it and they will arrange for you to come and get it. Now, this is a wonderful initiative that was put together by Diana DeLucia, the founder of Golf Kitchen. And she's created this initiative to rescue, in a way, the largest produce farm, probably the most famous produce farm in the United States of America. It's called The Chef's Garden. And we're introducing to you this initiative. Welcome into the clubhouse, Diana.
How are you today, Danielle?
Really good. Thank you. Tell us about the initiative. What inspired you?
What inspired me? I've known Farmer Lee Jones for maybe 15, 16 years, and I followed his story over the years. And now that we're at this epic situation with this pandemic, and, you know, I realize the restaurants are not open, so he can't move produce, and his farm was designed to supply restaurants. So right now, he needs to continue to move that product. And I was thinking, well, restaurants are not able to order from him during this pandemic, so I thought maybe the private club industry, because the country clubs are still operating and delivering food to the houses, and I thought, well, that's a great way for him to move product and also to keep them healthy. So I made some phone calls, and after a few weeks, here we are. So we started off with Liberty National and Sean Christopher Lewis's provision pack, and now we have Jason Voisel from Naples National, and that will follow by Michael Ruggiero at Glen Arbor, and then Peter Zuhl at Addison Reserve, and more.
And more. And this is Golf Kitchen Magazine swings into action in support of the Chef's Garden. Delicious synergies between Golf Kitchen, Chef's Garden, and Domaine de la Riviere Wines. And Jason Voisel is executive chef at Naples National Golf Club. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jason.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure, a real pleasure. I watched your video on Instagram, and I love the piece of music that you chose to play with the vignettes or the video showing the different produce that inspired you to create your roasted vegetable panzanella and pea tendril pesto. Magnificent. I want to eat it right now.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It wasn't hard to come up with a great recipe when you're working with great ingredients, you know. So we just really wanted to focus on things from the farm. So I just tried to keep it simple. And really, if you look at it, it's just there's a handful of items that don't come in your box, and the recipe is all in the box. So it's very healthy, very earthy, and it's delicious. My family's had it for dinner three nights this week.
See, you can do that. Okay. I don't know what ciabatta croutons are. It's topped by ciabatta. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Croutons.
Yeah, ciabatta is just a rustic Italian bread, and you can use any crouton you like. We went to our local bakery. We use a lot of focaccia and ciabatta at our club. So I got some bread from the local bakery, but anywhere you get bread, you can get it, dice it up, toast it in the oven with a little olive oil, salt, and pepper. So it's not, you don't want crumble apart, you know, crunchy, but you want it to have a little give. And when you toss that with the salad and the olive oil and everything just kind of comes together. It's a classic Italian salad, panzanella, bread salad.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
It's a very important part of the salad.
And now the pea tendril pesto. What is its base?
I'm sorry?
What is its base?
Pea tendrils, actually. It's olive oil, and think of a traditional basil pesto. Obviously, pea tendrils are another great item from the Chef's Garden. And, you know, a lot of people use them as garnish, but they're so much more than that. So what we wanted to do is, like, how can we showcase the pea tendrils, you know. And so what we did, we said, let's take our traditional pesto, replace the basil with the pea tendrils, and so then you just have a little garlic, lemon juice, olive oil, salt and pepper, Parmesan cheese, and then that's kind of your dressing for the salad.
Yes.
You know? So when you toss it all, so we put the pesto over the top of the finished salad. But once you serve it and kind of stir it all up together, it's kind of works.
It does. It looks delicious. Now, I'm ignorant here. Pea tendril, are we talking about the leaves on the vine with where the peas grow?
Basically, yes. It's definitely the pea tendrils are the dainty little leaves that you would have on the plant.
Wow. You know, how many people think about using pea tendrils? And that's magnificent. So it's a roasted vegetable, a panzanella. The panzanella, what is that traditionally? Does it come in different styles?
Panzanella, that normally is just a bread salad, very, very similar to what we've produced here. You take your bread, and sometimes you can do it without lettuce. I added the spinach in this case because that's what we were showcasing. And the spinach is a little heartier. But a lot of times we'll just do something like tomatoes and cucumbers, the bread, and a little bit of like onion, and then, you know, whatever items you would put in a salad. It is a starter or side dish, you know. So, but like I said, the basis is the bread. But it's a very classic salad.
It's beautiful. It's panzanella.
Yes.
It's got it, everybody. When you read it, you know how to pronounce it now. And it's wonderful. There's also a pairing with the wine. That's great. Now, the box, when you order this, you go to chef/garden.com, and then you scroll down to Swings into Action, and then you'll click on that, and you can see the selections so far that have been put together, inspired the chefs by the produce in Chef's Garden that's available right now. And this produce is hand-picked. It's hand-picked, and then it's boxed, and it's shipped to you, and the price includes the shipping. It's absolutely beautiful. Do you also have the demonstration video with the plating suggestions?
We do, and I believe the link is on the Golf Kitchen website.
Yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, you could definitely find it there. And, you know, just to give you an idea of how fresh it is, I ordered a box for myself for our home yesterday at 12:30 in the afternoon, and I just unpacked it and put it in my fridge right before I got on the phone with you.
Wow. So, that's amazing. That's really.
And I live in South Florida, and the farm is in Ohio. So, wow. I mean, that's.
Yes, that's
pretty impressive.
That's fast. The Domaine de la Riviere suggests their Pinot Noir. Everything pretty much that you need for the recipe comes in the box?
Everything for the recipe, honestly, there's like five items. A half a cup of Parmesan cheese, olive oil, two cloves of garlic. I mean, there's minimal. The bread, you need the bread.
Yeah.
But I really tried to focus on, let's not showcase what I can do. Let's showcase what we can do with what we're given. So we want this to be something that's approachable for the home chef, you know, not the home chef, the home cook. You know, like I can go in there and we can make a fancy plate, but we want to show something that anybody could say, hey, I could do that. You know, I want to be able to do that. So we didn't want to go fancy. We went simple. But simple sometimes is better.
Yes, especially right now. You know, everything is kind of like basic. So keep everything basic because we're dealing with so much in general. Jason Voisel is the executive chef at Naples National Golf Club. And I was looking at your golf course and I was wondering what it was like because, of course, I've not been there. And so I looked up some of the reviews. One of the best golf courses I've ever played. Immaculate conditions, sensational layout, great staff, knowledgeable caddies, spectacular clubhouse. Another one said, great staff, great service, extremely challenging course with very fast greens, with the great green complexes, which were a little difficult, they said. Always in perfect shape. One of the best spots I've played and stayed in Florida for a golf experience. Do you ever get a chance to get out and look at that golf course?
I see that golf course every day, and it is it's a beautiful place to work. I'm very fortunate. I feel like I've landed a true dream job. We have it's a smaller club, so it's very intimate, and we know the members. We are fortunate. We get to work. I personally get to work with the best ingredients, and they play the best golf. We have professional staff there, unmatched by any. So very, very lucky to have joined the team at Naples National, and it's my first full year there. So I'm looking forward to many more.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that Charles Benton, a successful biotechnology businessman, wanted to create his golf course. He wanted it to look like Augusta or Pine Valley, Pinehurst number 2, something like that. He wanted there to be pine trees. He wanted firm turf, generous playing surfaces, an emphasis upon the ground game, and multiple playing textures. It's a 320-acre site that he finally settled on with not much natural contour, but it did have plenty of pine trees. And Michael Herdson and Dana Fry just created this amazing golf course. There is a 554-yard fourth. So while we always thought how amazing the plantation course was, we can, but you're hitting downhill.
Right.
This is in the par 5 second hole, emulates Pine Valley's 7th, replete with the, as they said in this article, hellish half acre of waste sand. It's a challenge, and it's beautiful. It's exactly what you'd want to do. It's wonderful. So do they come off the course and into your kitchen?
Yeah, our clubhouse, we have a wraparound patio where we can have breakfast and lunch, and we offer dinner obviously throughout the season, and so we breakfast and lunch 7 days a week, and when we're open, and we do dinner probably 5 nights a week, and it's definitely a destination. And they land the ninth, 18th hole, and right at the clubhouse, and it welcomes them right in. So it's a great experience for the member.
It is. It looks like it is. And now Diana DeLucia, the person who came up with the initiative to help the Chef's Garden get through this time, this is a great idea. And how's it going on the website?
I do believe they're moving a lot of boxes. I think there's a bit of a competition going on between Liberty National and Naples National at the moment.
Stands to reason. Some two great chefs creating really perfect recipes for us that we can handle. And then you provide us, Diana, with the great videos. Thank you so much for filming all of this.
Well, I'm not the greatest video person, but, in these times, we will make do, right?
Yes. We'll do our best. And thank you, Jason Voisel, Executive Chef, Naples National Golf Club. Thanks so much for being on the show today. Great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. The pleasure is all mine.
And you can find all of what we're talking about at chefs/garden.com. Thank you, Diana.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Great work. We're going to come back. We're going to try to get our game on. Mel Soul's going to join us in the clubhouse. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range, located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Hey, isn't this great? Wayne from IEA is going to Kauai to play Poipu Bay. Congratulations. You've won the two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay, and we're thrilled that you're going to be going there. It's a beautiful day in Hawaii. Kapiwe Hilo, K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, Honolulu, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo. By the way, it's going to be a hot one. 89 degrees, the forecast. Is it only May 15th or make it 16th? Okay, the trades are still with us. Thank you, trade winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Really glad that's the case. We've got Mel Soul, director of golf. He's owner of Mel Soul Golf School. He's a former South African tour player with more than 30 years of teaching experience in South Africa, Canada, and the U.S. His school is in Pawleys Island in South Carolina, just south of Myrtle Beach. And I've got to say this because I'm going to ask Mel this. He's recovered from shoulder surgery done in 2018. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mel.
Thank you, Danielle. Great to be here. Lovely to hear your voice.
And let me tell you, did you think you'd feel so good when you just were recovering from the shoulder surgery as you do now?
Well, you know, I went into unknown territory, so I never knew exactly what to expect. And what my doctor told me, I always know the doctors kind of tell you more or less than is needed. So I just kind of went along, and as I was doing my therapy, I was totally convinced that I'd get back to where I was before I had the surgery, and I did.
Wow. Okay, I hear so many people in so much pain and they don't, you know, is that you have to work through the pain, right?
Well, if you do the therapy, that's the real secret. I never missed a day. I mean, I went to therapy every day and I did an additional bit of therapy at home each night before I went to bed. So I did a lot of stretching and moving. And so the joint was never stationary. I hear these people that have shoulder surgery and then they're in a sling for a month. That to me doesn't make sense. You know, I think joints are made to move. And so I moved my arm as much as I possibly could. And I played my first round of golf 3 months after the surgery, and I hit the ball great. So,
wow.
You know,
wow.
I was happy to get back to square one.
Yeah, well, we're really happy that golf is about to start again because we have a tournament to watch tomorrow from Seminole.
Yeah,
you know, we've got the match with Tiger and Phil and friends. It's all happening now. So a lot of us are, you know, thinking about, maybe we could get back on the golf course because a lot of us are gingerly getting out of the house, even though the golf course is here. They opened at the beginning of the month. You know, how do we swing a club after not having practiced for so long. You just jump on the tee and go for it?
I have used this quiet time because my teaching is almost non-existent right now. So I've used this quiet time to work on my own game, something I don't really get a lot of time to do. And so you go outside, you go into your yard, and you just swing a club, you know, and you just get the golf muscles going. And if you can swing a club for, say, 100 times a day, in 2 or 3 weeks, your body's going to feel great. You know, all your golf muscles are firing on all cylinders, and you can start working on technique. There's no ball there, so you can start working on technique and not be hypnotized by the ball, you know.
There's a lot of people's problem is that white ball there. You have a beautiful practice swing. Practice swing was so great. What happened to the real thing?
So if you use one of those little foam balls, don't use the wiffle balls because you go through a window. But if you use the foam balls, at least you've got something to hit at. And so you're keeping your eye on this ball. But if you hit it, A, it doesn't go very far, and B, if it does hit something, it's not going to break anything.
Yeah.
So that's a good addition to add to your practice swing.
So you would start with nothing in the beginning.
In the beginning, all you're doing is trying to get your golf muscle. You've been stuck indoors and, you know, for a while. You haven't swung a club for a while. Then you need to go out and just get the muscles working.
When you
focus on technique and you just, you know, have what I call pretty golf swings.
Yes. The reason I said that is, and I was going to interrupt you, is because as soon as you told me to put even a wiffle ball or rather a foam ball, put a foam ball, all of a sudden I felt my muscles tense. Like I have something, you know, and now I have something I have to hit. You know, when I'm just practice swinging, I'm all loose and I'm just swinging. And then I put something, oh, now I got to hit that. And it's funny how that, you know, everything tenses up. So in the beginning, we just need to go and be relaxed about it, just swing the club, just get us back into rhythm. And then maybe a little bit later, after a couple of days, then put the little foam ball down.
Yeah, you know, you got to have kind of low expectations. I think, just even if you go out and play, when you go out and play for the first time, just have low expectations of what is going to happen. You know, you don't want to go out there and say, oh, okay, before the lockdown, I was a 4 handicap, and so now I've got to go and play to that. Just go out and have fun, and if you hit a bad shot, drop another ball and hit it again.
I like your advice a lot. That's exactly what we need to do. We just need to go out and enjoy the fact that there were outdoors and that we're
absolutely on
the golf course, right? Here you are. Beautiful. I've missed you so much. And, you know, instead of being all business, a lot of more experienced golfers talk about visualization. When you get to the point where you're actually comfortable playing now, the visualizing, do you need to be good to be able to use visualization, or does it even work with...
No, I mean, everybody can visualize anything. I mean, we have our own, you know, fantasies and things that we visualize in our mind. You know, I'd love to have that Lamborghini, or I'd like to marry that pretty girl, or whatever. We have those things. So we're all capable of visualizing. But what a lot of amateur golfers don't realize is just how powerful visualization really is. And when you can, in your home, sit and visualize yourself playing 18 holes, visualize yourself on the first tee, visualize that drive going right down the middle of the fairway. So you play 18 holes, you never miss a fairway, you never miss a green, and you never miss a putt. And so you're putting that very strong message into your subconscious saying, I am a really good golfer. And when you go to the golf course, your subconscious is already pre-programmed before you even go. So that doesn't matter at what level you are, whether you're a scratch player or a 20 handicap, you can do that.
That's wonderful. And you have to, that subconscious won't be shattered by the at the first bad swing and poor shot.
Well, Yeah, you have to understand that it's not a magic pill. It's not, all right, if I visualize, I'm going to play perfectly. What you should be able to understand is if I visualize, I'm going to play better. So if you're a 20 handicap, you're going to play better than a 20 handicap. You're not going to play scratch. So if you have realistic expectations, then when you go out, it won't be shattered.
I like it. Yeah, yeah. And I, sometimes when I'm watching television golf, I try mm-hmm. to imagine that I watch as they're playing and I try to feel. And it almost almost comes out of like second nature. I'm not even trying. I'm just all of a sudden my body is sort of trying to get into the rhythm. Or does that sound ridiculous? Yeah, does anybody else do that?
Sometimes we get too technical and we think the motion is more difficult than it really is. And this morning I was teaching a young man. I think he was about 14, and he was hitting at the ball instead of through the ball. So I gave him a golf ball, and there was a milk crate about 10 yards away. And I said, just throw the ball into that milk crate. And he turned around, and he threw it, and it landed right in the middle of the milk crate. And I said, did you think, you know, when you threw that, did you think how far back you had to take your hand? Did you think how far you had to follow through? He said, no. I said, that's how you should play golf. You know, just put the club behind the ball and swing, and don't get to bog down in all the positions and where you should be and where you shouldn't be, you know. So, and particularly for the high handicaps, you just go out there and say, hey, you know, I'm going to have a good time, and on the way, I'm going to hit some good shots.
That's what it means when people say play through the ball. You're just, you see the target, and if you're throwing a ball, you just throw the ball at it. And it's going to get there, pretty much.
Right. So I sometimes get students, I get them to the top of the backswing, and I say, right now, if you were going to throw the club sort of in a golf motion, underhand motion, you're going to throw this club down the fairway, how would you do it? And they look at me, and I go, no, throw the club. I want you to throw the club. And they swing through beautifully, and the club goes sailing right at the target. And I go, all right. So then I go out and I pick up the club and I come back and I say, all right, now do the same motion without letting the club go. And when they swing through, they go, wow, that felt so easy. It's already there. Our golf swing is already there. We've just got to let it come out. We sometimes lock it in because we've got too much other stuff in our head.
We all have our own swing. Play your own swing. We hear that from Arnold Palmer, right? So the basics, though, those five basics are just you have to do those.
Yeah, those are carved in stone. And what I try and do with my students is I show them on the video there are five things that are common in all good players, no matter if it's Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, Lee Trevino, Raymond Floyd.
Or Jim Furyk.
There's five, there's five positions in the golf swing that they all do. So I said, okay, those five things you have to do. To be a good player, you have to do those. Everything else is your own interpretation. So Arnold Palmer's got a different follow-through to Jack Nicklaus. Lee Trevino's got a different follow-through to Jim Furyk. But they're all in those same positions through impact. So you, as a golfer, you work on those positions and let the body do the rest.
Now, we're going to see a perfect example of somebody with a very personal swing, and that's Matt Wolf, when we watch tomorrow, right? The way he lifts his foot, it's like he's almost, I don't know how to describe it. He lifts his foot and then he swings.
Yeah. So, you know, the very first time I saw Arnold Palmer, I remember I was a rookie teacher, and my friend and mentor, Phil Whitson, was sitting there with me, and I saw Arnold Palmer. I said, wow, how did he become a good player? He's got such a wild swing. And he said, don't look at the swing. Look at where he is at impact. And when we did the slow motion and put Arnold Palmer into impact, he was perfect. And Bob, who was that guy with a weird backswing that had a big flying elbow?
Oh. I'm sorry, I can't think of it, but you can use Jim Furyk. Jim Furyk has a weird swing.
All of them, they look at the top of the backswing, they're all over the place. And you look at them at impact, and they're perfect.
Yeah.
So you want to get the impact position correct, and you'll be a good player.
That's really what I think a lot of new players, people just coming to the game, really need their instructor to show them, okay, this is the club face. This is where it should be when you hit the ball. Feel that.
Exactly.
You know?
There's actually a golf club on the market. I haven't got one myself, but I saw it advertised where just below the grip, there's a second club face. So that club face just below the grip matches the club face at the bottom of the club. And so it gives you a great visual that when you're swinging, you can see this thing right near your hands. And so it's showing you where the club face is. Because as we said, sometimes we forget about the club face because we're looking at the ball. And we're so locked into the ball that we have no idea where the club face is. But this little device that clipped onto the shaft put a second club face there, and it gave the student a great visual of where the club face was.
That's brilliant.
That's a great training aid.
Yes. Now that's brilliant, because that is exactly what happens. If I haven't been playing for a while, it's like I have no confidence in where I'm coming down. And I forget. It's terrible. Of course, I've never been a great player, so that I don't have anything to go back to. You know, I can't let any natural things come into play. For you, it must be like getting on a bike and riding again.
You know, it's not. I mean, I can't talk for Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods, but for me, every time I go back, it's a work in progress.
Well, I'm glad to know that even someone of your stature still has a challenge when they're going back to the game. I need to ask you, are you looking forward to watching golf on television tomorrow at 8 o'clock your time?
I've missed it so much. My Saturday and Sunday afternoons were always, I'd finish teaching on a Saturday at about 12:30. I'd head home, have some lunch, and then I'd get into my chair and watch golf, you know. And now I'm doing yard work and stuff that I'm not interested in doing. I'm dying to get back to golf again.
Yeah, yeah. How about the TaylorMade driving relief? Are we ready? Are you ready? You have your snacks?
I haven't heard of that.
Oh, I must tell you about this. This is TaylorMade Golf's driving relief. It's being played. Mm-hmm. It's being played at Seminole, and it's the first time that Seminole has allowed televised coverage, you know?
Okay. All right. I did not know what the name was. I knew that there was going to be a game at Seminole. I just didn't know that it was called Driving Relief.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And TaylorMade, of course, put it together, and the guys are all TaylorMade, right? And so it's Rory and Dustin and Ricky and Matt. And I'm just thrilled to pieces. I can't wait. If I can't be home at 2, it's 8 o'clock your time, so it's 2 o'clock Hawaii time. I want to see this. It sounds silly.
I'll be sitting in front of the TV for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And then the following Sunday, we've got Tiger and Phil and the fabulous quarterbacks. We understand there's going to be a lot of trash talking. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
That's always going to be fun, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it all. I've been watching a lot online. Scottsdale Open just finished with Zach Smith. He's 24. He shot a 62, and he beat all the professionals in the field. The real, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, that's great. It's interesting seeing the start, but I want everybody to be as cautious as the PGA Tour is. I just love what they've put together with the testing. It's so important to take it seriously and keep everybody safe. I just digress completely. We're talking with Mel Soule. He's the owner of Mel Soule Golf School, director of golf as well. Any final thoughts?
Well, I'm just looking forward to the entire world getting back to normal and my teaching can start picking up again. I had a ton of cancellations over April because people just didn't want to travel. And my students come from all over the U.S., so it's not like I'm dealing with locals a lot. And so there was a lot of cancellations with people not coming. So I'm just dying to get back to normal and start, you know, teaching again. I enjoy teaching so much that I'm just looking forward. I've just finished a three-day school, which is the first three-day school I've given in a while. And we practiced social distancing, and we made sure that, you know, the students came into the video analysis room one at a time. And so everybody, I was saying to the two young guys in my class and the father, and they, we were taking a picture, and we were all standing about 4 foot apart. And I said, now, when you guys are 30 years old and you're looking at that picture, you can say, oh, yeah, that's when we had to do social distancing.
Yes, that's right. We'll never forget this. We'll never forget this. You can find Mel Soul, director of golf and owner of Mel Soul Golf School, at Mel Soul Golf School. Just put that in Google. It'll automatically take
it'll
you there.
Find me. Yeah.
Yes, that's the best way to, otherwise it gets confusing. Mel Soul Golf School, former South African tour player, and more than 30 years of teaching across the globe. And it's right in Pawleys Island, South Carolina, just south of Myrtle Beach. Thanks so much for being on the show. Always a pleasure talking with you.
It's always a privilege being on your show.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you, Mel Soul. We're going to wrap it up here, but I just wanted to mention that the LPGA start's been pushed back. The Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational's been canceled. It was going to be the first event on the LPGA season. It was a two-women team competition. It'll be played next year. It was simply too soon to try to start in Michigan with the stay-at-home and stay-in-place orders still in place until May 28th. And the Marathon Classic in late July will start up the season. Of course, the KLPGA Championship is underway. Minji Park holds out the eagle, ties 28th. Sungwoo Bae is the leader through two rounds. Sunghyung Park missed the cut. It was interesting. She's scheduled to play in a very high-profile match against fellow countrywoman and Rolex number one, Jin Young Ko, on the 24th, next week in South Korea. It's a charity fundraiser as well. But she said that she played at the championship just underway, that's underway now. Sorry, I didn't get the name. She played just to find out what her issues were, to find out where her game is. And she said, I have identified my issues and know which direction I should be going in. And I thought that was very smart indeed. Congratulations to Wayne for winning and for everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the show this morning. It's going to be a hot one. High surf advisories up northwest shores of Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and the north-facing shores of Maui. We're going to have partly cloudy skies on the windward side and a chance of a little rain, which probably will feel good. It's probably going to be with a high today of 89. I don't care where you are. Fortunately, we've got the trades 10 to 20, but it's going to be a hot day. I want to thank all the people who make this show possible. Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, call Oahu Extraction. Or, you know, maybe that water didn't flood in and it's not really obvious, but something feels wrong. You just can smell it somehow. It trickled in and it stayed and it caused mold. Well, Oahu Extraction, they are COVID-19 ready, so you don't have to worry about what's coming into your house. It's the people trying to help you, nothing else, to handle your burst water pipes, any heavy rain that came in, or, of course, the problem with stuff that you don't know about. They've got a hydrometer. It can see through the walls. So you need to call Oahu Extraction, Oahu Extraction, 330-6212, 808-330-6212. Aloha Power Equipment has what you need at their Waipahu and Sand Island stores. You can get the Honda EU 2200 generator for $999 with the extended warranty for only $99. That is a huge deal. The best deal on a Honda EU 2200 plus everything you need to weed it, whack it, mow it, and blow it. That's Aloha Power Equipment and your Honda Superstore. Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii's best value in golf. Double deck driving range, top tracer at each station, no extra charge. It's wiped down every couple of hours, so all of the COVID-19 precautions are in place, including fewer tee times for social distancing. And with all of the COVID-19 precautions in place, as directed by the PGA of America. So just like the pros, except at Seminole tomorrow, there's foam, the noodles in the hole, so you don't reach all the way in. Challenge your friends in the virtual mode. Have fun at Bayview Golf Course, BayviewHawaii.com, or just call them, make your reservations, 808-247-0451, extension 1. 247-0451, extension 1. I spend a lot of time at Bayview. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. Listen again if you'd like at RadioGolfClub.com.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.